Welcome to Art, Design, and Chardonnay with your host, Erica Chardonnay. This is my creative outlet podcast where I talk about art, design, and my lifestyle. Each episode, I will tackle different topics that I hope motivate you and help you with your success. If you're a designer, artist, or an overall creative person, this podcast is for you. Hey, welcome back. So, in a previous episode, I talked about the Clifton Strengths book. And so, in this episode, this is going to be part two. And I'm actually going to talk to you about like the process after I unlocked the rest of my report. So, when you unlock the rest of your results, they give you like this PDF document. And it lays out all the 34 themes, and then it gives you the details of each. It talks about like your top 10, and then it talks about how you rank on the other ones and how you can manage them. And then what it does is it gives you like your talent DNA, and it literally looks like DNA. And so it's just like, you know, like designed out, and it's like color coded, and the colors are actually based on the four themes that they have. And I know I said in a previous episode I was a part of the relationship building theme, and so that means that I help you build strong relationships that hold a team together. And then the other ones are executing, influencing, and strategic thinking. So each of them have a color, and they basically do your DNA design based off of that, which I just think it's so cool. In the future, I plan on actually like putting this in a YouTube video, and just so you can like visually see how cool it is. But I plan on doing that, so look out for that. If you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, it is Erica Chardonnay. Please go and subscribe so you can see that. But so here's what I'm gonna tell you. Okay, so like how I ranked on the five that I chose. Now, if you remember from the previous episode, I told you how I chose my five that I thought I was gonna be, and I was absolutely positively wrong. But I want to give you the ranking. So I chose analytical. Analytical ended up being number 34. So that was like the lowest one. And then you have discipline, which was the second one that I chose, and that was number 16. Empathy was number 14. Learner was number 23, and responsibility was number 9. Now, speaking of number 9, I also said that I was going to give you the rest of my top 10. So, here are the results from 6 through 10. Number 6 was Achiever, and it says that people exceptionally talented in the Achiever theme work hard and possess a great deal of stamina. They take immense satisfaction in being busy and productive. Number 7 was Connectedness. People exceptionally talented in the Connectedness theme have faith in the links among all things. They believe there are few coincidences and that almost every event has meaning. Number 8 was Focus. People exceptionally talented in the Focus theme can take a direction, follow through, and make the corrections necessary to stay on track. They prioritize, then act. Number 9 was Responsibility. People exceptionally talented in the Responsibility theme take psychological ownership of what they say they will do. They are committed to stable values such as honesty and loyalty. And then number 10 was actually communication. And it says people exceptionally talented in the communication theme generally find it easy to put their thoughts into words. They are good conversationalists and presenters. So what they did was they gave you all of these, and it has the colors that pertain to the four themes. So I actually, like, when they, here's how I think it's built, like the theme ranking thing for, like, the four themes. So because I actually, like, lead with the relationship building, I think it's because, like, positivity, relator, connectedness, those are actually number 3, number 5, and number 7. They're actually, like, higher numbers, and so I think that's why I'm actually more of the relationship building side. Like, it was very close between relationship building and executing, so I thought that was pretty cool. But all of, like, my relationship building themes, they're actually, like, higher numbers than executing, so I guess that's how it's ranked, which is pretty cool. So basically, that is really, like, the gist of the book. Like, my final notes are to, like, don't forget to read the whole book in its entirety. Like, some people, they kind of just stop at what theirs is about, and I mean, me personally, I read the whole book, and I'm just like, this is very cool, because, I mean, naturally, you want to manage the ones that you're actually lower at. You don't want to just focus on the ones that you're higher at. So, read the whole book, get a grasp for it, and don't forget also to read, like, the blind spot sections, and that's a part of, like, the what is the weakness section, but, like, don't forget to read those too, because that's very beneficial. Like I said before, I plan on doing a YouTube video, so you kind of get, like, a visual of this. I hope I explained it enough, and I hope you take the test. So if you take the test, send me an email, comment on Instagram, send me a DM, something, and let me know what yours was. And I truthfully, like, I want to, like, take the DNA piece, and I want to, like, make a piece of art out of it. I don't know if I want to get, like, a long, like, rectangle canvas and maybe just put, like, the DNA colors and stuff like that on it. I feel like it'll be, like, a really cool conversation piece if somebody comes to my house. So I think I'm gonna do that sooner than later. But until next time, thank you so much for listening. And once again, please go buy the book. It is amazing. And I will talk to you in another episode. Thanks for listening to this episode. I'm on Instagram as EST Creations. I'm on YouTube as Erica Chardonnay. I'm on Facebook as Erica Terry Creations. And if you would like to visit my website, it is ericachardonnay.com.